In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For laborers in God's kingdom, that the Lord of the harvest would send them into his vineyard to proclaim peace and the coming of his kingdom, let us pray to the Lord. For the Spirit's work among all Christians, that they bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, that ever growing weary in doing good, and scorning all boastfulness, the Spirit's harvest of eternal life might come to fruition in due season. Let us pray to the Lord. For Christian homes, that the proclamation of peace would take root therein, so that husbands and wives would love and honor one another, and all children would be nurtured in the fear and faith toward God's name, so that the kingdom of God would indeed draw near to us all. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who are governing, those who are elected and appointed to serve in the Lord's name, that the nations would be given an end to violence and terror, and that we would be guarded to work toward the common good for the sake of the most vulnerable. Let us pray to the Lord. For thankfulness that Christians would rejoice in God's provision and care for his creation, even as the heavens above and the sun in its course declare God's glorious handiwork, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and the suffering, the grieving and the dying, that they may be given patience in their afflictions and faith in the Lord's sufficient grace through the day of trouble to everlasting life, let us pray to the Lord. For all those who dine at the Lord's altar this day, that they may receive the abundant comfort and satisfaction of God's promise to his people in the old Jerusalem, fulfilled in the Lord's body and blood. Let us pray to the Lord. How awesome are your deeds, O Lord. You who have planted us and directed us to pray for you and to send workers into your harvest. You have answered that prayer through your Son and his church as your kingdom draws nearer each day. Teach us to boast only in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, rejoicing that our names are written in heaven through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.